Part 12, Chapter 3. When the last coffin had gone out the open door, Johnny had silently slid out of his coffin. He had 3 kill clubs thrust in his belt, and he was holding a 4th, the heaviest one. He laid a picto recorder player in the middle of the floor with 1 flashing motion and backed up behind the door. The shadow of Turl outside lay across the floor. The recorder started to play. It was a recording of Turl's own voice. It said,
"Jade, you silly crunch. What a crap lousy IBI agent you were."
It was playing loudly enough to be heard outside. The shadow of Turl contracted, turning. The recorder said,
"It ain't smart, Jade, to come in here worrying your betters."
Turl lunged through the door, slamming it shut with a frantic hand. He raised his boot to stamp the recorder into oblivion. Johnny dove forward, with a motion he had drilled and drilled with a dummy. The kill club crashed into Turl's skull. With his other hand, even as Turl fell forward, Johnny ripped up the pocket flap and got the remote control box to the cage. A horn was going outside.
"Coordinates holding on first stage. Motors up."
Johnny hit Turl again. The body collapsed. Johnny ripped the breathe mask off Turl's face and threw it clear to the far end of the morgue, where it landed with a clatter. He bent over Turl. Green blood was running down the side of the monster's head. The feet were drumming. Then Turl was still. There was no breathing. The eyes seemed glazed. He would have liked to put a shot in Turl. He took the belt gun, but he didn't dare shoot. Until those wires out there started to hum, they could stop the firing. The instant the wires began to hum, he knew the process was irreversible. The bullhorn bawled,
"Stand clear!"
The wires had begun to hum. Johnny's 2 minutes had begun, and they might well be his last 2 minutes alive. He had clicked on the stopwatch on his wrist. He flashed out the door and twisted the lock closed behind him. In these 2 minutes, nobody would fire a gun, since it might hit wires or mess up coordinate settings. He took in the scene. Windsplitter was only 3 paces away from where he was supposed to be. Johnny was on him, and with 1 heel jab, they were running. In a flying blur, they raced to the platform. The humming was intensifying. Anything that stayed on that platform was going to go to Cyclo, where you couldn't even breathe the atmosphere. And a very messy arrival this would be if all went well. Windsplitter's hoofs hit the metal of the platform, and he reared to a stop as Johnny dove for the first coffin. His fingers sought a little round ring that imperceptibly stood out just under the lid at the top end. He pulled it, and a strip came away in his hand. 1. Second coffin, ring found, pull, strip in hand. 2. The third coffin, ring, strip, 3. A hysterical Cyclo voice came on the bullhorn.
"Clear the platform! Clear the platform!"
The small group of Cyclos beyond the coffins woke up to something strange going on. They stared. One of the executives, hung over from the party, raised his arm to point. 4th, 5th, and 6th rings